This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
You know, right now, at least in the corn and beans, it was a relatively quiet overnight session, and maybe we'll see that again today. Wheat, on the other hand, continues to struggle. It was making new lows for the move. The reality, Mark, is on the wheat side of the equation, we're just not competitively priced in the world market. Russia continues to drive the prices down. They've got a decent crop. The Ukrainians are doing the same thing. They're trying to buy market share as well as finance wars by selling wheat. So we're just not getting that wheat export business, and that's allowing the wheat market to fall. The corn and the bean side of the equation, relatively quiet. Maybe we're just marking time till we get to that March WASD here at the end of the week. But I think if you're looking for something really to kind of break this corn market out of its kind of a funk here, I don't think the March report's going to do it, unfortunately. That's the next big hurdle we have coming at us.
And it does seem like the bad news for, you know, United States commodities just continues to pile up when you look at things happening like Ukraine, for example, being able to offer cheaper corn to China and China coming in and making that deal.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the problem we've got right now. I mean, we are just not price competitive, like on the corn. We're price competitive in South America, but the Ukrainians are undercutting us there. On the beans, we're not price competitive at all. Right now, our best bet, near-term, Mark, what I see, it's probably going to be a supply situation that maybe breaks us out of this sideways to lower move. As we get into that safrinha crop season, they're just finishing up planting it. There are some weather guys out there, forecasters, saying, hey, as we get into March into April, they're seeing some dryness issues. Possibly pop up, I guess I'm going to use, in parts of Brazil. If you get any kind of questions that the safrinha crop's not there, that could run it. The other question is the size of the Brazilian bean crop. The average trade guess for Friday is right around 153, down from 156. But you've got some groups that are below 150. You got some groups down to the mid to 140s.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut. But with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
May corn up 1.5 at 427.75. May soybeans down 0.75 cents at 1148.25. On the Merck, April live cattle down 47 cents at 187.52. March feeder cattle down 10 cents at 252.20. April lean hogs down 5 cents at 85.12. April pork cutout down 87 cents at 92.50. And Class 3 milk unchanged at 16.52. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.